But if the progress of the world had been left to the serf and his feudal master, we would still be living after the fashion of the 12th century, saying abracadabra when we tried to stop a toothache, and feeling a deep contempt and hatred for the dentist who offered to help us with his science, which most likely was of Mohammedan or heathenish origin, and therefore both wicked and useless. When you grow up, you will discover that many people do not believe in progress, and they will prove to you by the terrible deeds of some of our own contemporaries that the world does not change. But I hope that you will not pay much attention to such talk. You see, it took our ancestors almost a million years to learn how to walk on their hind legs. Other centuries had to go by before their animal-like grunts developed into an understandable language. Writing, the art of preserving our ideas for the benefit of future generations, without which no progress is possible, was invented only 4,000 years ago. The idea of turning the forces of nature into the obedient servants of man was quite new in the days of your own grandfather. It seems to me, therefore, that we are making progress at an unheard-of rate of speed. Perhaps we have paid a little too much attention to the mere physical comforts of life. That will change in due course of time, and we shall then attack the problems which are not related to health and to wages and plumbing and machinery in general.